I asked for an update at the February meeting of the council, and I've been informed now that the project will be complete between the middle and end of March. So Easter, really, or at worst, slightly after Easter, is the target. So that's good news, and I'm delighted about that. So the funding for this project actually came about when we applied to the Disability Participation and Awareness Fund a couple of years ago, and we got a grant for this purpose. Then we also got some further funding from Minor Tourism. That now has helped make the change of places a reality for Letterkenny and for the retail park. And, the provision of that facility will make a huge difference to those families that need it. People, families that have a profoundly disabled person, family member. In many cases, it's the difference between being able to go somewhere and having to stay at home. And, people previously have had to face the indignity too of changing a loved one on a toilet floor, for example, because of no proper facilities. So this is great news for the town and for people coming into the town. And as well as that changing business facility, there'll also be regular toilets here. And that's something that we've been asking for going back to town council days for that area, because constantly people are inquiring about toilet facilities there. So that need will be met as well. So it'll be a benefit, just not for people who need a change in this facility, but also for all the shoppers that use the retail area.
And as you mentioned there, this fund provides great facilities for people who need it and improves their day-to-day if they're out and about. It improves their lives. So you would be encouraging others to get involved and submit applications for it?
Yeah. The latest 2024 Disability Participation Awareness Fund just opened for applications yesterday, and it's running until you can apply online until the 5th of April, and you can do that at rethinkireland.ie. But there's 3.5 million this year nationally available, and it's for non-profit organisations. Previously, county councils would have availed of that fund, as I just outlined there, with the change in places facility. But now it's confined to non-profits. Other Donegal organisations that would have benefited from this previously are the likes of the No Barriers Foundation and the Centre for Independent Living. So that's open now, and there's up to 10 awards of 200,000 available there. And the idea is to allow disabled people to participate as much as possible right across community life, in the arts, sports, cultural and social activities and so on. So there's an opportunity there for groups who are doing that type of work to apply for that funding, and I'm very hopeful that will happen and that we'll see more funding coming into Donegal as a result of that.